Thank you very much, Johannes. So this report of the last joint session of COFI and EFC taking place in Engelberg last November 2015. I mean, this report is available on the website in all the four languages. At least it was on the website. I don't know about the latest situation and due to this hacking. So I think it should be there. So by no means we are talking about any political issues. I mean, it was a technical meeting of the joint session. But since we are a part of this integrated program of work, I think it's worth to have a small summary, which I will give to you right now. So this is what I said. I mean, we had not only the joint session, but we had also the European Forest Week, which means we had also the opportunity to address during this week other issues in side events, in presentations, we also had meetings of different organizations in parallel to the official session. So I would like to address some of the topics we were discussing. One was the SDGs and the 2030 agenda, because this was quite fresh. And we realized that in this process, we have already done a lot. I mean, we had, in the past, we had two workshops jointly arranged here in Geneva to give an input on the indicators of Agenda 2030, which now have been fixed. So we were just saying we are open to further contribute to that, because the countries have to report on that. So we might play a role also in capacity building on countries to help to report on these indicators of the SDGs. And then another topic was the UNFF, which took place last year. The UNFF 11 took place in May in New York, and it was also there. It was also the regional collaboration was very much focused on, that they play a role also to help the countries to prepare the strategic plan for the UNFF, which I will give you some hints then in another presentation later on. And we were talking about the global and the regional reporting. I mean, you know that we are playing a very important role in that. We have joint or collaborative forest resource questionnaire we are developing. We are working together with Forest Europe on the report of the state of the European forests. We have presented a study on forests in the ECE region, trends and challenges in achieving the global objectives of forest. And this was an input to the UNFF 11 last year. And for us, I think it's also important that for the forest resource assessment, FRA, we have a very close collaboration between COFI and FAO, I mean EFC, and we have the joint section taking care here about collecting the data and analyzing the data. And in this respect, I would also like to recognize the important role, or it was recognized actually in the meeting, of the team of specialists on monitoring SFM in this context. They are very important. Then one of the flagship, I would say, discussions we always have in COFI are these market discussions on wood and wood products, with the market statement, which is also annexed to the report of Engelberg. I think this is the only place where the industry also can discuss these kind of issues. And we will further also include that in our next COFI, meeting in October. There will be one day again fully assigned to business, to industry, to work on these wood and wood products. And then in the joint session in Silva 2015 in Engelberg, one additional topic or one specific topic was forest ecosystem services with different aspects. So one was on financing SFM. So the committee and the commission noted the high interest to discuss these markets and payments for ecosystem services. And they encouraged FAO and ECE to continue to compile studies, information, disseminate information in an easily accessible format. And we have also discussed there are, of course, there are different schemes of payment of forest ecosystem services. So the role of our integrated program of work is not to make any decisions, but to analyze and to compare different schemes and to give advice to the countries. And it was also decided that we should work on published guidelines for practitioners, how to deal with this financing forest ecosystem services at local level. Another forest ecosystem service was the disaster risk reduction and watershed management. You can imagine that in this, in the middle of the Swiss Alps, I mean, this is a very important topic for the local population. So we had also an address by the mayor of Engelberg, and they all realized that the forests and their daily life is very much interlinked. And so the committee and the commission called also the countries for sharing experiences in this respect in disaster risk management. And we also had a presentation of, there is a FAO working party on the management of mountain watersheds. So we also, both parties encouraged the continuation of this work in this respect. There was also an issue on biodiversity. We have also discussed this. It was a bit new topic for us in this integrated program of work, but it was the member states actually noted that this enhancing and conservation of biodiversity is also a very important part of these forest ecosystem services. And they also recommended that the foresters, they should also take part in related biodiversity policy processes. I could imagine CBD or others to bring in the perspective of forest management also in these biodiversity related processes. And then another topic was climate change. It was discussed from different aspects, mitigation, substitution, adaptation of forests to the climate change, and also the concept of forest and landscape restoration. And it is, I mean, the decision was we don't develop something new, but we in the joint work, we want to make use of existing national and regional forest monitoring systems, and we want to also to make use of regional criteria and indicators for SFM to monitor climate change impacts and responses in the forest sector. And the motivation was to avoid duplication of reporting efforts. So this is my last slide. What we also have discussed in this meeting was our integrated program of work. It is now under implementation until 2017. This is a 4-year program. So there is a process of a strategic review of this integrated program of work, which will start in this year. There will be questionnaires also sent to delegates of COFFEE, of EFC, of the Working Party, of other stakeholders, to give guidance how the continuation of the integrated program of work after 2017 will look like. And there was also a report presented in Engelberg of your work, what you are doing. And there was also a presentation of the Rovaniemi Action Plan implementation. There were different case studies from different countries were shown in the meeting or explained in the meeting. So this is all what I can explain from Silva 2015 last year. Thank you.